Yeah. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? Cannot live no other way. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Praise our Lord, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is thank God it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday, TGIF, and our scripture for today comes from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in live with me on Morning Motivation by calling 323-870-4180 Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But if you miss Morning Motivation Live, you can hear the recording posted at 8 a.m. Eastern and available all day on my website, feeldfire.com, on Facebook at Rossi Williams, that's R-A-W-S-I, or you can follow the podcast to have the recording sent straight or text straight to your cell phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. And the way you do that is by texting the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. Again, the entire phone number, the only thing you put in the recipient part or the two part is 33222. Then in the body of your message, of your text message, you just type MM, hit send, and you will receive an automatic confirmation text message. Well, you can learn more about me, hear prior podcasts, send me your prayer requests, testimonies, and everything else that you need to do on the website at feeldfire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. I am in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9, reading from the KJV. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. He listened to this again. And let us not be weary or tired in well-doing, or jaded or disgruntled in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me wherever you are. Thank God it's Friday. It's Friday. And God brought you through this entire week. Aren't you happy? I know I am. You didn't kill anybody. Cuss that person out like you really wanted to. Knock your children into next week like you threatened to do. Walk out on that job that you know you needed. Or quit that marriage when everybody knows you low-key love your spouse to death. Thank God it's Friday. One more weekday, and some of us might not have made it. In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9, the Bible lets us know that God understands that there are times that we will just get tired. We will get tired of being the doormat. We will get tired of being talked to any kind of way. We will get tired of doing for others who don't appreciate what we're doing. We will get tired of always being the one to take the high road, always being the one to give, but never receive, always being that person who's there for your friends, for example, only to find out that they've been stabbing you in the back, gossiping about you every day, being there for your children, only to later find out that none of them appreciate what you're doing, being there for that spouse who never says, I love you or thank you, who gets up, packs up, and walks out on you. We get tired. We get weary in well-doing. We get tired of always turning the other cheek, tired of always being the one to say, well, I'm the Christian, let me respond this way. Sometimes our souls and our bodies just get tired. But here the word came to encourage us, that God has not forgotten us. God is not ignoring us. For in due season, it states, we shall reap. In other words, we shall have our victory. We shall have our reward. We shall receive our benefits if we faint not, if we don't give up, if we don't let ourselves just backfire backslide, if we just don't say, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. Now, this doesn't mean that you let people walk all over you. This doesn't mean that you don't have the right to express your feelings. What the word is talking about here is that tiredness that just gets into your soul. Or you just say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to live right anymore. I'm not going to take it anymore because I'm tired of being the do-gooder. I'm tired of being the righteous one. I'm tired of giving all on my job only to see someone else who does half the work I do get promoted over me. I'm tired of giving everything to that spouse only to see him or her not even appreciate one thing that I've done. I'm tired of giving everything to my friends, helping to pay their bills, letting them come stay in my home only to find out that they've been out there talking about me. I'm tired. But the Bible says in due season. In other words, God has an appointed time for you. Today is not the day to give up, because thank God it's Friday. Your strength is being renewed. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. He's talking about you today. They shall run and not be weary. God is talking about you today. And they shall walk in, not faint. Thank God it's Friday. Our strength is being renewed. You will mount up with wings as eagles. Who? You and you and you and you. Me, you, we, us. They shall run and not be weary. That means you. You'll run. God will give you strength that you did not even know you had. You'll be able to run with the bad back, run with the bad knees, run with the bad vision, run with your awkward self, run with the stumbling, run and not be weary, and you'll walk and not faint. You'll walk a distance, you'll walk a mile, you'll walk 5 miles, you'll walk 10. How? Because God is renewing your strength. Thank God it's Friday. Our strength is being renewed. Hebrews 13:5. God never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Thank God it's Friday. Our strength is being renewed. 1 Kings 18:43-46. God gave the prophet Elijah strength to outrun the chariots of King Ahab. You see, this is what happens when your strength is renewed. You are able to outrun even your enemies, your natural circumstances, your natural obstacles. Thank God it's Friday. Come on and say it. Thank God it's Friday. My strength is being renewed. Say it again. Thank God it's Friday. My strength is being renewed. Say it one more time. Thank God it's Friday. Glory. My strength is being renewed. Well, how will you be able to renew your strength? I'm glad you asked. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Not in some things give thanks, not in a few things give thanks, but in everything give thanks. I thank you, God. I don't understand it, but I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I don't know how you're going to work this out, but I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I don't know why this happened to me, but I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. My reward is nigh, Lord God. I thank you, God. My due season is here right now. I thank you, God. I'm mounting up with wings as eagles. I thank you, God. I'm running and I'm not weary. I thank you, God. I'm walking and I won't faint. I thank you, God. You'll never leave me nor forsake me. I thank you, God, because I'm blessed coming in and blessed going out. I thank you, God, because I'm the head and not the tail. I thank you, God, because I'm above only and not beneath. I thank you, God. It's Friday. My strength has been renewed. Oh, come on and praise him. We got to get ready to go into prayer, but I want you just to continue to praise him. The word said, in everything, give thanks. That's how you find your strength. That's how you get renewed. You shout all over the enemy. You worship all over the enemy. You praise God despite the enemy. You praise him despite your circumstances. Thank God it's Friday. Hallelujah. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Just continue to praise him. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we praise you, Father, because your name is worthy. And we say, thank God it's Friday. Thank you, Jesus, it's Friday. Psalm 103:1, we bless the Lord, all our souls and all that is within us. We bless your holy name. Psalm 34:3, we magnify the Lord and we exalt your name together. Proverbs 17:22, we understand that laughter does the heart good like medicine. We laugh today. We release today. We have joy today. Father, we're just excited. We're shouting. We're praising. We're dancing. We're waving our hands. We're crying. We're rocking. We're thanking you, Father, because despite what has happened, today is our due season. Today is our due season. Today is our due season to reap. We refuse to faint. We refuse to give up. We refuse to be tired to the bones. But right now, we're standing up straight, Father. We have our feet firmly planted on the floor because today is our day to reap. 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 And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We made it. Hallelujah. Father, we understand that some people did not even get this opportunity to rise this morning. And then some rose, but they didn't have their right minds. And then some rose and they had their right minds, but they did not have the use of their limbs. You gave it all to us. And we say, thank God it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Our strength is renewed. Now, Father, because our strength is renewed, we can stand against the attacks of the enemy. On us, our family, our friends, our loved ones, on our jobs, Father, we can stand against the attack of the enemy. On our churches and our ministries and our marriages and our children, we can stand against the attack of the enemy. On our health and our minds, our self-worth, our emotions, Lord God, on our finances, we can stand against the attack of the enemy. We say, thank God it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Our strength has been renewed. Now, Father, I come in agreement with everyone listening now for everything they've laid before you in accordance with your will. I come in agreement that it is done, it is done, it is done. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is done, it is done, it is done. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray that everyone listening say amen. Come on and just praise the Lord. I have to give the altar call. I'm going to give you the one announcement. Then we will end with our task for today. And I got a new song for you today to end. Come on, everybody. Just if you continue to praise him. But for those of you who are not saved or if you're backslidden, I'm going to give the altar call. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sin. I repent and I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated in Jesus' name. Make sure you're going to church. We would love to have you at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ in Miami. If you don't have a church home, make sure you're getting into your word. You're going to Bible study, Sunday school. Make sure you're tuning in live, all of you, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. here by calling 323-870-4180, or that you follow the podcast to get the link for the recording sent text straight to your cell phone Monday through Friday by texting the message MM to phone number 33222. Well, the announcement, we are having our women's conference the last weekend in February, February 23rd through the 26th. You do not want to miss it. It is free. We're going to have a great lineup of speakers. We even have something for the children. We want everyone to come out. So we will be putting out flyers from First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. As soon as I get those within the next week, I'll put everything on my website and I'll let you know more information. But go ahead and save the date on your calendars. It will be Friday night, workshops on Saturday morning, and then there's a Sunday morning service and a Sunday afternoon service, and we just gonna tear it up. We're women and we're gonna tear it up, but we even have a special session for the men. So we want you to be able to bring out your husband, your fiance, your boyfriends, because we're gonna get down and dirty talking some real talk. All right. Well, our topic for today is thank God it's Friday. Your task for today is to give thanks and praise God in everything, no matter what. Because your strength has been renewed. All right, I'll see you on Monday. Let's end with a new song here today, because your change has come.
I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time
coming,
but I know
a change's
gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Let me tell you something. Your change is here today. Your strength is here. Thank God it's Friday. Remember, send me your testimonies and prayer requests on my website at feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L-D-F-I-R-E.com. And listen, your strength has been renewed. Y'all better release and laugh today. Praise the Lord. I'll see you on Monday. Share this with at least three people. Thank God it's Friday.